Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock hour stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones up 337 points today. S&P 500 up 27 points and the NASDAQ up 51 points. Good day on Wall Street. A little bounce back from yesterday. Reminder. And I'm going to do it this hour. We are giving away a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks every day this week. You hunker down. You can watch some basketball starting next week. You can watch, obviously, hockey or football this week. Twin Peaks, 6 locations in South Florida. Twin Peaks, where the drinks are as bold as the atmosphere. We will give away a $50 gift card sometime this hour. So just make sure you keep on listening. Rob Pizzola is going to join us this hour when he finishes taping another radio show or podcast that he does. So let's get a quick look at the headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
All right, guys. So we should be getting the Miami Dolphins injury report shortly, but here's what we do know. Ogba is considered day-to-day. We're all kind of waiting on whether or not the status of Javon Holland, how he's going to be able to go for Sunday.
Mike Cugno had tweeted out some video of Javon at practice today. I think I sent it to you guys. Looks fine to me. Like,
little pad on his hand. Let's go play ball, baby.
Yeah, Cugno tweeted out, we saw more of Javon Holland today at Dolphins practice. He's working with a wrap on that injured hand. He can definitely catch with one hand if needed.
Hand. That's Javon Holland.
Oh, he confirmed he's day-to-day. He told the rest of the media contingency he is day-to-day.
All right.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill spoke with the media regarding Davante Adams and Amari Cooper. Them joining the AFC East, he said, quote, they're a good test for the DBs, but we've got Jalen Ramsey.
Yep. Go get him, Jalen.
Yeah. He's been good, man.
Oh, and that's why you get paid the big bucks. He's one of the highest paid corners in the league, so he has to cover Devontae's and Amari's, and he's done it for a damn decade now.
Hey, by the way, Dennis Allen confirmed that Chris Olave is out for tomorrow's game. On Thursday Night Football.
They're putting him on IR.
Here goes Hawk. He has head hit the ground hard as hell, though. Did you see the play?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's had a couple, man.
He's had a number of concussions.
Yeah.
So if you guys had to guess Tua plays next week, because I don't think technically he's been cleared of through concussion protocol. Like, technically, I don't think he has.
I think 100% he plays.
I would bet money. Please give me the odds on that. I'm taking it. He's playing against Arizona.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The Florida Panthers did win yesterday, an emotional night in Columbus. The final score was 4-3. As far as the hockey goes, good to see Spencer Knight back out on the ice yesterday.
Well, that's his second start this season.
Yeah, but killing it in crunch time is what I meant.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, and the Miami Heat do play
tonight.
Actually
gave up a goal in crunch time. But
Hawk, the final 17 seconds, I mean, there was like 7 shots on
Spencer
Knight.
I'm just saying, it was 4-2. It was 4-2 with about 3.5 minutes to go. He let in a goal. It became 4-3. And then it got a little dicey there at the end.
So you don't think it was right of me to give credit to Spencer Knight for the win yesterday?
No, you said it was good to see him out on the ice again. And I said he was out on the ice a couple nights ago. So I don't know how many times you're going to say that throughout the season if you're just going to say it every time he's out there.
Erroneous.
And then secondly, killing it in crunch time, he gave up a goal in crunch time. He allowed it to become a game.
His team won.
Listen, I know. I just don't think he was killing it in crunch time.
Anyway,
didn't he have some off the? He had some off the ice stuff, right? He had to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came back. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And the first game back, I would have said what Solana said. Nice to see him back on the ice, but that was like 2 games ago. So now again, he said, nice to see him back out on the ice. But from when? 2 nights ago?
Yeah. I mean, you never know. I mean, all these road trips that they're going on, you just never know, man.
Well, no, this has been just one road trip.
Nice to see him in December, back on the ice.
Good for Spencer Knight. Anyways, here's Rob Pozzola.
Was it good to see Spencer Knight back out on the ice last night, Rob, even though he was on the ice a couple nights before that?
It was good to see him out there a couple nights ago.
Sure.
It was also probably good to see him out there last night, but like less good.
Less good.
Like diminishing returns as he starts to play more and more. But it is good to see him back out there.
Right.
I'm with you a little bit on this argument, Mark, as well. Like Spencer Knight had a good game. I think he won the game for Florida last night, honestly. You look at the expected goals in the game. They should have given up 3.5. He only gave up 3. But killing it in crunch time is not exactly what happened there.
It's not.
Yeah. He played well for most of the game, gave up a goal in crunch time. They had to hold on. So I'm with Mark on that. I hate to be with Mark. It's usually the wrong side. But I'm with Mark on this one.
It led me to believe that Solana didn't actually see any of the Panthers game last night, which makes sense because he was working the Heat game.
Mm.
So I was just kind of trying to point out that maybe he wasn't killing it in crunch time, but also you probably didn't see crunch time.
I watched the final 14 seconds, and that is all I saw from the game yesterday. So,
all right, well, if the final 14 seconds is the only crunch time, then technically you'd be correct.
Final 14 seconds, Spencer Knight crushed it last night. Yeah.
He didn't give up a goal in those last 14 seconds. Some of the best goaltending Solana's ever seen.
There was a goalie goal last night, but Spencer Knight could have had a goalie goal last night and then decided to pass. I actually thought it was a bad pass. I thought it was dumb. He should have gone for the goalie goal, but there was one last night, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what you're asking me or how to respond.
No, I wasn't. I was just pointing out that there was a goalie goal last night. 18th in NHL history.
That was a good shot. That was a good shot. I mean, that's way harder to do. I played hockey growing up. I filled in for some goalie here and there on some like men's league nights. Shooting with the goalie's equipment on, it's actually really, really challenging to do so because you have to use your glove as one part of the stick, and it's not like a player glove. So I'm pretty impressed whenever I see that happen, especially with the game being that fast. That's one of the more challenging feats in sports to score.
Yeah, that was neat.
He killed it in crunch time, by the way, Mark. He actually killed it in crunch time. He scored a goal for his team.
He was not only defending his own goal,
yes,
but he even scored a goal.
Yes.
Guy was killing it in crunch time. Real quick wrap-up here of the headlines with Solana, and I'll bring on Rob Pozzola officially.
Yeah, will do, since Rob has not taken my side twice, and he's rubbing it in a little bit. How about a quick reminder about what happened with the Cowboys this weekend? The Cowboys got rocked by the Detroit Lions.
All right, wrap up the headline. Stop editorializing.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the low 60 or upper 60s, low 70s. That is your weather.
You know he's done, Rob, when he goes into your weather. We've joked before that if he might be making love to his fiancée, you know when it's over, when he just blurts out your weather. Brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Rob Pozzola is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, a professional sports gambler from Canada, and he comes to us courtesy of Forward Progress, which is part of the Hammer Betting Network, and Forward Progress produces daily NFL betting content to keep you informed and help you get a step up on the books. Check out Forward Progress on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts, and follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pozzola officially. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
So before we get into the picks, and you were 2-1 last week, Solana did bring up the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Which team, I asked this earlier, would be the bigger disappointment this season if they don't make the playoffs? The Jets, the Dolphins, the Cowboys?
I would say the Jets would be the bigger disappointment because they thought Aaron Rodgers was going to be the player to get them over the hump, right? The other teams didn't really have any massive changes in the offseason where they brought a player in that was going to save the franchise, so to speak. I mean, listen, it's a disappointment for all three of them, But you look at the Dolphins and the way things have shaken up this year, they lose their starting quarterback in the early on in the season. You look at the Cowboys, they lose pretty much, I mean, their best two players on defense, both the starting defensive ends, and kind of just a disaster for them defensively this year with the personnel they've been able to roll out there. You look at the Jets, and what's your excuse? I mean, it's the team that went into the year. Yeah, they've been banged up here and there, like C.J. Mosley didn't play some games, and they have an injury here or there at corner, but this was the team. This was the team that was going to get them over the hump, and quite frankly, they've now traded for Davante Adams as well. If they don't get to the playoffs, that is a way larger disappointment than the other two teams.
And Rob, speaking of that, with the Jets and the Bills adding Amari Cooper, can you get ahead of that? Are they going to make that big of a difference? I don't know if they move lines or whatever, but Davante Adams and Amari Cooper are very good wide receivers. Is there any advantage before you see what they can do on their new teams?
Yeah, I think the immediate reaction is like, how can I capitalize this on this news as a better? And they both moved the line yesterday. So, and the teams that they got traded from got bet against, which doesn't make any sense because the Raiders weren't going to play Davante Adams this week anyway. So I don't know why people are just betting against him, but they did move the lines. For me, you know, the quickest thing that's going to move is the spread for this upcoming week. I start to ask myself, what are the derivatives of this that I can play? Unfortunately, it happened early in the week, so you don't get the props markets that are up, because normally you could get a market that's up and you can like fade the third, you could fade Keon Coleman, for example, play his unders on props, but because there were not enough props up yet, you can't really do stuff like that. It's really interesting to me because, you know, the Bills went into the season, they went in the draft, they drafted Keon Coleman, they were like, we're gonna go this year with this wide receiving core. And they've kind of just given up on that right away and said, we need to bring another asset in here. And they've done that, and credit to them for addressing it for, I mean, not a strong compensation either. So that's a pretty underrated move. Same with the Jets, but you know, I'm not convinced that Davante Adams is just going to completely change the team just yet. I still think that people think Aaron Rodgers is in another category that he's not in anymore. And that's not to say that he can't be above average, but he's not a great quarterback, and Davante Adams isn't going to turn him into a great quarterback now. So I'm more optimistic about the Buffalo move because they have Josh Allen under center, and he'll find ways to get Amari Cooper involved.
This is off the board because I have three games that I'm going to ask you that I told you I was going to ask you. But tonight, can you give me a winner? I am in desperate need of a winner. What's your best bet tonight? Yeah, you know, what do you got going tonight? I need like a quick couple grand tonight.
Tonight? Wow, you're putting me on the spot.
No, you don't have one. I figured you would have had some tonight. If you don't, you don't.
I don't even know. So Wednesdays is my media day as well. So I come on with you guys, but I host some stuff on my own YouTube channel over the course of the day. So my betting partner handles all of our betting on Wednesdays. Oh, I wouldn't even know what we have now.
Got a horse? Got a horse running at Saratoga? Give me anything. You got a lottery ticket? You got some numbers? What do you got?
I will take a very, very quick look at the hockey board.
Oh, yeah. Give me a hockey game. So last night, listen to this, Rob. Panthers go down 2-1. I go, I'm going to live bet them. Plus 190. Put my money in. Plus 190. Submit. Boop. Bet suspended. They had just scored their second goal as I was hitting submit, and they never went down again last night, so I was never able to live bet them. Can I count that as a win?
Well, no. I mean, at the end of the day, when you're betting, what matters is if you're actually winning money, not if you tell people you're you right. know.
It's so like, I can't tell
it's
my
like
wife.
It's like my friends are watching the TV and they're like, "Oh, I called that. I knew that was going to happen." It's like, guess what? Too bad. It was worth nothing. It means nothing to me. You know, put your money where your mouth is. Yeah.
That's the problem, Hawk. You don't bet to make money, do you? You just bet to bet.
I do. I just bet. I like the thought of winning or losing. Because I don't bet enough to affect my lifestyle at all. You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be no change in my life at the end of the season from the beginning of the season because I just don't bet enough. So I just like having some sort of action. It's why I like playing the lottery.
Interesting. I think you just bet to brag about your winners, honestly.
Yeah.
Yes. Although I do like talking about bad beats as well. So Sunday morning, Bears Jacksonville, I had a three-leg parlay working. I had Caleb Williams over, I don't know, 35 and a half yards rushing. He rushed for 56 yards. I had Trevor Lawrence to throw a pick. He threw a pick. Wasn't even his fault. The third leg of the parlay was Rome Odunze over 40 and a half yards receiving. Ended with 40.
Okay, so I'm going to push back here on you.
All right.
I don't consider this a bad beat at all.
Mm.
I just consider it the third leg of the parlay that happened to lose by a half yard. Like, a bad beat is when you bet Patrick Mahomes over 15 and a half rushing yards in the Super Bowl, and he's at 33 yards, and then he takes three kneels at the end of the game.
You're right.
For minus 20 yards because he's just trying to run out clock. That, to me, is a bad beat.
You're right.
There's definitions of – so to me –
tough loss. That's a tough loss.
Tough break. Yeah, tough loss.
Yeah. I did have the Bears plus one in that game, though.
Yeah. If only Odunze could have been like Spencer Knight coming through in crunch time.
Crunch time. But that really – like, that's random, right? Because that's where – I mean, a half yard, that's where they placed the ball. He easily could have – in my mind, he could have as easily had 41 yards as he had 40. It's just based on a random spot of the ball.
Oh, yeah. I listen, I'm embarrassed to tell you how many times I've emailed leagues about bad rulings. I've taken screenshots with, like, here's where the ball was. Here's where, like, this should have been an extra yard. It's already happened a few times to me this year. Nothing is ever going to come of this. They're never going to change the
rule. Who do you write, dear sirs?
There's just an email address. So I complained about this on air before, and somebody in the comments is like, you know, there's a place you can reach out to for stat corrections. I'm like, no, they've never once stat corrected anything.
I think the emails go to Jimmy, right?
Yeah.
Jimmy, that goes right to your email address.
It's like an automated, you know, thanks for letting us know, you know, we'll look into it. But
it's like writing a letter to Santa Claus at the North Pole.
It doesn't matter anyways, because the sports books pay it out, and, like, they're not going to reverse the decision.
Right. Would they ever reverse a decision if
It depends on the terms.
If there was a statistical change, ooh, I guess you could submit that to the book.
Each book has different house rules. They're not all the same. It's not consistent. But for the most part, once they have paid it out, they will only reverse a decision, like, within a certain number of hours. Usually it's 24. Sometimes it'll just be midnight on the day that the bet was placed. But it just doesn't happen. It's so infrequent that it happens.
Has anybody ever made a case for, like, let's say Ohio State years ago, who had to vacate victories? Has anyone ever made a case that, hey, I had money line against whoever they were playing, and since they had to vacate the victory, I should actually get paid on the money line?
Well, there's a new wave of bettors, Mark, that are out there that never they haven't bet before. They're new to betting, and now they feel like they can complain about anything and get some sort of, like, Chris Olave goes out with a concussion last game, and every sportsbook's getting tweeted at of, like, refund my bets.
Right, do the right thing.
And it's like, you know, you can bet the under on Chris Olave's rush receiving yards, right? Like, that's an option. You know, there are situations, like you said, like, I just don't even think about that stuff. Once it's done, it's done. You move on. Nothing's going to happen from it. But there are a lot of people out there that any sort of thing that happens nowadays, They're looking for a way to benefit from it. And Solana's excited to get in here. He looks like a guy that does that.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, Rob, you have to hate people my age who now have the Hard Rock Bet app. But do you know anybody who's just awful at making bets, but they're just really lucky? There's a barber at my barber shop. Rob, I swear, this guy makes the dumbest bets I've ever seen in my entire life. He puts thousands of dollars on ping pong players he's never heard of, but he wins consistently.
Is he only telling you about the wins? I always take that stuff with a grain of salt.
It's possible, Hawk, but I have seen the slips, right? Like, I've seen the app, and I mean, he wins consistently, but there's no knowledge behind it. So I'm here listening to you. I go back with this conservative approach on betting, and they're basically calling me a you know what. They're like, no, put $1,500 on a ping pong player.
Yeah. I would say don't listen to that. Everyone always shows the winning bet slips, right?
Yes.
Everyone does. Go look at Twitter. Do you see losing bet? The only time you see losing bet slips is when they get bad beats, like Mark did on his three-game parlay. You don't see people posting losers. It just doesn't happen. That's the new age. But I do. I feel like I'm 37 years old. I feel like a boomer with these takes, right? But I've been betting since I was 16 for 20 years. And imagine back in the day, if I had to go pay my bookie, like my local bookie who I used to meet up with, and I showed up and I said, "Hey, man, can you refund that Chris Olave, you know, receptions? He got hurt in the game." The guy would have laughed in my face. We live in a different age nowadays with the online betting, but yeah.
My guy's name was T, and he had the darkest tinted windows on a Cadillac you could ever imagine. In fact, I think the windows were just painted black. And he was an Italian guy, and I would meet him at the Walgreens. Remember the old station, Crowder, at like 199th and State Road 7 or 441? There was that Walgreens. I would meet him in that Walgreens parking lot, man.
You know what?
Whatever he wanted to hand me or take from me, it was okay by me.
If you have an Italian bookie, chances are you refer to them only by an initial. So you were E, my guy was G. You know, some letter of the out. They always abbreviate. They never wanted you to know their actual name. It was just always an initial. Sometimes you get two initials, JP, something like that. But that's how you know if the bookie
always had that
Italian.
Little paper slip, man. You know, the little spiral thing, you know, and he'd go look at whatever my number was. And, man, those were the days.
Those were the days.
What do you think about this loss? I took a piece of advice from the guy who owns Funky Buddha Brewery, a very good partner of ours, Ryan. He's the owner of Funky Buddha. He texted me Ladd McConkie over on receptions and yards. And I responded with, "Who is Ladd McConkie?" And he told me, "Chargers, you're welcome." And he didn't cover on either of those. And all I've done is text him nasty derivatives of the name Ladd McConkie for the last 48 hours or so. What do you think about taking unsolicited advice from someone who's proven to you time and time again that they don't know what they're doing?
Well, that's obviously a mistake for one, but also you have to own it yourself, right? Your buddy's not pressing submit on the bet. You're the one who's putting it into the book.
I actually get more out of the fact that Ladd McConkie did not go over on either of those bets, because that's what I was really looking for. I wasn't looking for, you know, whatever I was going to win.
I understand. I get that.
It's ridiculous.
It's an odd personality that I have, but I was looking. The win for me was him not winning, so that I would have that for the next however many weeks.
You know what? Some people will be out there and they're like, "That's crazy." I saw Crowder's face when he heard that. He's thinking like, "This guy's crazy." But sometimes you have that one friend that is just so obnoxious that they send you a bunch of stuff and like, "Did you play my stuff?" And I'm like, yeah, like, "Great day," or "They went 9-1. You'll never hear the end of it or whatever. But and sometimes they just send me a bunch of stuff and I'm like, "Listen, I don't really want my friends to lose money, but I don't want this guy to have a winning day, because I'm going to hear about it for the entirety of this week. He's going to message me next week. If I ever tell him I had a losing day, he's going to be like, it's going to be worse. Take my picks." So I completely get that.
Yeah, I love it. I love that Ladd McConkie stunk.
What about Hawk that gives you bets? They always lose, but then he comes in the next day and tells you about his live bet that won plus 700.
How dare you? I never give you bets. How dare you?
I trail live your bets. And you
I don't
live
tell you to trail
win.
My bets, tail
I
my bets.
For
you know what
hours.
I bet? You know what I bet on Monday? I bet the Dodgers. They were down 6-0. I bet him plus 700 to win the game. And they may, you know, they loaded the bases. They had runners on first and second towards the end of the game. That was fun. Should have tailed that one. I had the time of my life.
It lost.
Right. But I mean, I had more fun than you had watching that game.
Yeah. He's not paying to win. He's paying for fun is what he's doing.
Yeah. That's an entertainment expense.
It is. It is recreational betting at its core right there.
Three kids in the house, man. I can't pay for fun.
Real fast, because now we're going to run out of time. Rob Pizzola, follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Dolphins, 3-point dogs at Indy Sunday.
I bet the Dolphins this week. Now, full disclosure, I bet them at 4, not 3. Part of that was Anthony Richardson is starting for the Colts, and I think he's a downgrade from Flacco. I do think he has a lot of upside, but he's just not consistent down to down. He is reliant on a lot of explosive plays, and when you don't get those, it could just be a disastrous start. I hope this is the week for Miami. They've had the bye week. They've had an extra week to integrate Huntley into the offense. They're coming back healthier this week, And the Colts defense, it's not very good. Doesn't look like they're going to get any reinforcements back this week either off of IR. So I'm on Miami. I hope I don't regret it because, you know, last week Tennessee came off a bye. They played Indianapolis. A lot of people thought, oh, Tennessee is going to fix their offense against Indy, and they did nothing. They had less than 100 yards passing in the game. But I listen, I'm going back to the well with a guy who looks exactly like me, Coach McDaniel, one more time, and I'm betting the Dolphins here.
Would you bet it at plus three?
I would rather just take the money line at that point, personally, but I or just wait. Because they're typically in the NFL, one team gets bet really heavily. You hit like a resistance point, and the other team will likely take some money. I think that there might be some Colts money out there at some point over the course of the week. So just wait it out. If you have to last minute and the line is three, then I would just take the money line.
How about Sunday morning? In England, the Jags will try again. They are 5.5-point favorites over the Patriots.
So this game's at Wembley instead of Tottenham Stadium. And you'd think it's being played in like a war zone or something. You can't find out any information about Wembley and how the wind is going to affect the game. Because I really like the over in this game. The potential for points. I think these are two really bad defenses. I think Drake May got a little bit better as the week went on last week. You look at what both of these teams do defensively. I think they play right into the hands of the opposing cornerback, quarterback. Jacksonville plays tons of man coverage. They don't have the corners to do it. I don't know why they do it, but New England was getting separation last week. Drake May was performing well when he faced man coverage against Houston. I like points, but you look at the weather report, it's supposed to rain. It's supposed to be windy. The stadium has a roof, but it's like a half roof. They're also bringing in a new piece of grass because they played on Wembley last year and all the soccer players complained afterwards that, no, we're not doing this again. So I don't know what even surface they're playing on this week. All of this stuff matters when you're betting totals. I in principle, love the over, but I have to wait and see if I can get someone to explain to me how wind impacts the football at Wembley Stadium.
That shows you just how much more serious he is. It's his mm-hmm. living. I mean, I wouldn't consider that in a million billion years, but that's why I'm always putting up losses and he makes a living doing this. Finally, this is my favorite game of the weekend, Vikings and Lions. I love this game. Vikings are 2.5-point favorites over Detroit.
Okay, in the last hour, Detroit's caught some money, so we're down to 1.5 in the market. Wow. I like Minnesota in this game. I think Detroit played the perfect matchup for them last week. And in fact, when you look at Detroit's entire season, they've played bad defenses over and over. Week one, Rams. Week two, when they played Tampa, Bucks had tons of injuries on defense. Week three was the Cardinals. Week four, Seahawks, multiple injuries on D. Cowboys, multiple injuries. This is a very, very different defense this week. And it's a defensive line that can hold up against the Detroit offensive line. They've just been bullying teams. I don't think they're going to do that against the Flores defense. Also, Flores loves to bring pressure. Jared Goff historically crumbles under pressure. That's been like the MO for him over the years. But the Aiden Hutchinson loss is so enormous for Detroit. Like, he led the league with a 25% pressure rate. There is nobody else on that team that generates pressure. Minnesota has a strong offensive line, very good tackles, extra week to prepare. I still believe in Detroit, but I don't think this is a good matchup for the Lions team. So I think it's a short price with the Vikings. I'm gonna lay it with Minnesota here in this game.
All right, Rob Pizzola, again, he likes the Dolphins getting the points. He put it in at 4 and probably would bet the money line if it stays at 3. Likes the over with some reservation. Sunday morning at Wembley and the Vikings laying the points against the Lions. Text me a winner tonight and Venmo me a couple $1,000s if you can.
I will try to text you a winner. The onus will be on you if it loses because you are submitting it into your account.
Correct.
And I will not Venmo
you. The credit goes to you if it's a winner.
I will not be Venmoing you any money. Do not expect a Venmo.
And you Zelle me something.
I actually, you know, I'm Canadian. We don't even have Venmo and Zelle, so it's not even an option. If you want to take some crypto, we can do that. Yeah, we have different payment methods in Canada. So we have something similar. It's just for Canadians only, though.
Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler in Canada, and he comes to us courtesy of Forward Progress, part of the Hammer Betting Network. Forward Progress produces daily NFL betting content, and you could check out Forward Progress on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts, or I highly suggest you follow Rob Pizzola on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Thank you as always. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Good luck with your bets tonight, including the one I send you later, Mark.
Yes, and make it a sure thing, please. I'm sure you have a sure thing file somewhere. I would like one from the sure thing file.
I break that out only one time a year. When I'm in the biggest rut, I break out the sure thing bet, but that's the only time. That's the only time I do it.
All right. Well, keep me in mind when you break that one out too. All right. Rob Pizzola. Thank you.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I hate everybody on this show.
Hawk and Crowder.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We went long with Rob Pizzola, but it was a fascinating conversation. When we went off the air, I said to Solana, name me a better guest than Rob Pizzola. I don't know if there's a better guest for the style of show that we do than him. He can talk about anything. Mm-hmm. He is who he is. He does not break character. I just enjoy everything about him when he's on. I could talk to him for 4 hours. I think he's just a fascinating guy.
And he's been doing it 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know. He said he'd been gambling over 20 years.
He is a gambler. That's what he does. That's what he knows. Yeah.
Really cool. You said the other day, Crowder, like Stephen A. Smith, you've seen him off air and on air. He can turn a switch. Pizzola's not trying to be animated. There's no switch for him. He's just him. But that's what makes him amazing. He's just fascinating.
All right, I got to take a quick break here. I want to give away the Twin Peaks gift card. Also, I want to remind everybody, you can watch the game, the Canes-Louisville game, this Saturday with Solana and the WQAM promotions team, Saturday, noon, quarterdeck on University Drive in Davie. Enjoy ice-cold beer specials and get yourself entered to win a golf foursome at the Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation. So that is Saturday with Solana and the entire QAM promotion staff. That is at Quarterdeck in Davie, University Drive.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I mean, if you can't shove a giant croissant down your throat and post it on social media, what can you do nowadays?
Hawk and Crowder.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.